This is Countess, and this is a birthday present for Gafsy. This is Apple Pie's Thursday porn that she wrote back in 2007. And as she says, it's not so much an actual story as porn. It's Stargate Atlantis, John Rodney, there's no spoilers in it, and it's NC-17. Happy birthday, Gafs. They fell asleep last night before cleaning up. Ordinarily, that would just mean grumbling and staggering to the shower in the morning, letting warm water rinse the dried cum from John's chest and belly. It's a bitch once it's dried into the hair. Letting Rodney's blunt, gentle fingers carefully slide around John's asshole, cleaning and teasing at the same time. Instead, though, there's a pre-dawn emergency 3 hours after they fall asleep, sticky, bruised, sated, clothes pulled on in the dark, and a stumbling run to the control room, John limping and loping along, buckling the thigh holster as he chases Rodney, who was already clutching his tablet and snapping at Raddick over the radio. The emergency is, thankfully, quickly assessed and dealt with. 2 hours of Rodney on his back under a console in the East Pier. John crouched beside him, handing him tools as Zelenka and Espinoza direct him from the control room. Crisis averted. Atlantis won't sink any time in the next few days, anyway. The eastern sky is just barely paling when Rodney wriggles out from under the panel. And wow, that's kinda hot, John thinks, a little punch drunk with lack of sleep and the smell of Rodney right there beside him in that tight little corner. Before he can process the thought, much less do anything about it, Rodney has bitten off a, "Good job, I'm going back to bed, wake me and die," into the headset, slapped it to turn it off, and is hauling himself upright. John echoes Rodney's sentiments to Raddick and, what's her name, minus the death threats, and stands as well, rolling the toolkit up and tying it into a neat bundle as Rodney stretches and groans beside him. Also hot. Maybe once they get back to John's quarters, John thinks, picturing the shower and what might happen. He slaps Rodney on the shoulder. Good job, he says. Rodney nods, short and sharp, and strides off down the hall, not before he reaches back and grabs John's arm, dragging him along. Come on, he says, and John does, follows, trying to turn his goofy grin into something cooler and more smirky. He expects Rodney to lead him to the transporter, but they pass it, and then there's another door, one Rodney waves open without looking back at John or even breaking stride. Then they're inside, and it's just a storage room, cramped and untidy. Must be a science storage room. It's definitely not military. And the goofy grin vanishes as Rodney shoves John up against a handy patch of wall and goes for him. Rodney's mouth is hot and wet against John's throat. His whole body is heavy and rough against John, pressed to him from knee to neck. John gasps as Rodney bites his shoulder, rough and eager. Rodney's already talking, mumbling into John's skin, even as his hands tug and grab and shove at John's shirt, his pants. Smell you, Rodney says, biting John, kissing his neck, jaw, ear. I could just smell you, smell my cum on you, yours, sex and sweat, and Jesus, I want. He's got John's pants unbuckled, and one big hand is shoving down the back of them. Fingers sliding into the cleft of his ass. Yes, yes, still wet. John's panting, hitching breaths as his hands finally twitch into action, clutching Rodney's arms and then sliding down to rub over his crotch. Fuck, Rodney, John manages, and that's it for words. Luckily, Rodney can talk enough for two. I want to fuck you right now, Rodney says. He's gotten John's thigh holster undone, and it swings to one side, hanging on his belt, dragging it down as Rodney pushes his pants lower. The gun and holster and belt do the rest, and the pants tangle just below his knees. He didn't manage his tack vest earlier, when they got up, and Rodney shoves his t-shirt up and leans down, licking across his stomach, matted hair, and oh God, it's so dirty. John squirms and gropes at Rodney's shoulders, his head. John's cock is aching already, hard and jutting out, begging for attention. Rodney grabs it, pumps John twice, roughly, as he noses at his chest, bites at one small, tender nipple. John jerks, electricity zinging through him. He can feel the wetness at the tip of his cock, and Rodney's thumb smears through it without finesse. Just want. Just now. I want to fuck you, Rodney says again, standing up to mutter the words into John's ear, heated and heedless. I want to smell my cum on you all day. Want you to feel it all day. John gets Rodney's pants open, gets Rodney's big, hard cock into his hand, and just holds on. Rodney still saying things, stripping John's cock roughly, fast and cruel and sweet. I want you to feel my cum running down your leg when you walk through the halls. Want you to feel the burn whenever you sit down. Want to fuck you all day, fill you all day. John's wet, choking breath stops for a second. Everything narrows as Rodney's teeth close on his shoulder. His right hand is jerking John off, ruthless and fast. His left hand palms John's ass, flat between that and the wall, and he's fingering John's asshole. It is still wet from last night, and John arches into Rodney's teeth, and the thought of Rodney's cock filling him thick and wet and hard. John comes, Rodney squeezing rhythmically just under the head of his cock, catching John's cum in his broad palm as John groans, breathing again in short, shuddering gasps. Yes, yes, Rodney's saying. John's dazed, still trembling from the knees up, when Rodney manhandles him around. Something wet and cool trickles over his hole, and John sags forward against the wall, hard and cool against one cheek as he braces his shaking legs, setting them apart, waiting. Oh, God, can I? Is this okay? Rodney asks. His hands skate over John's back and hip, light and dry, and John hears the wet sound of Rodney's other hand stroking himself, waiting for John's consent. John reaches back, taking his weight against the wall with shoulders and cheek, and spreads his ass cheeks to Rodney's gaze, opening himself up. A heartbeat's pause, then Rodney's breathless, high-pitched moan and the blunt pressure of his cock. His cock is wet with spit and John's cum, and John sucks in a shaky, excited breath at that thought, and there's a little burn, but not much, as he pushes slowly in one long, ceaseless thrust. Oh, God, Rodney says, and his voice cracks, goes low and needy as his hands settle on John's waist. Still fucked open, still wet, John. He starts to move, short, sharp thrusts, hips snapping forward with the most wet, obscene sounds in the world. John loves those sounds, takes his hands off his ass and braces himself better against the wall, shoving back as Rodney shoves in, trying to get him deeper. Fuck, yeah, John slurs, Rodney's cock thick and hard in his ass. Come on, Rodney. Rodney's breathing is like a bellows, fast and deep and unsteady, and his fingers dig into John's skin. Come on, fill me, John demands, hoarse and pushy. Rodney chokes out a moan and slams into him three times in quick succession, falling forward over John's back to bite at his nape even as he shudders and empties himself into John. Oh, fuck, Rodney slurs a minute later, pushing himself up. His cock slips out of John, still mostly hard, and John sighs a little, straightening cautiously. Are you okay? Rodney's hands pat at John's back, tugging his t-shirt down a little, tidying. John turns, and he knows his smile is kind of goofy this time. There's no help for it. Sure, I'm good, he says. Can't feel my legs, but I'm good. God, that was hot, Rodney sighs, and fists one hand lazily in John's shirt, reeling him in for a kiss. John stumbles over his pants a little, but makes it safely to Rodney's mouth, closing his eyes and falling into the wet stroke of his tongue, scrape of stubble, the way Rodney's hands come up to frame his face, cup his skull. John says when they break apart. Bed now. Rodney leans down and pulls John's pants up solicitously. Maybe a shower first. Maybe, John says, although that kind of misses the point of this whole thing. He gestures around at the dim storage room, his loose belt and still hanging holster and gun. Rodney's rumpled, red-faced appearance. "Yes, I know," Rodney says, tugging his own pants back up and zipping them. "But we might reek too much to be able to sleep." He steps closer, reaches around to pat John's bottom through his BDUs. "Also, I need to make sure you're okay. Make sure I wasn't too rough." "You aren't," John says. His ass is sore, but it's a nice burn. The comforting burn of being fucked twice in just a few hours, hard and satisfying. John likes it. "You'd say that no matter what," Rodney points out. John tilts his head in brief acknowledgement. A few minutes later, they're on their way to John's quarters, matching one another stride for stride. John squirms a little as they step into the transporter, feeling something wet slide slowly down the inside of his thigh. It's weird, and a little clammy, and a lot dirty. And damn, how did Rodney know? That is hot. The end. This is Countess, and this is the second half of my belated birthday present to Gafsy. Happy birthday, my darling. Sorry it's late, but I hope you like it anyway. This is a pornlet for Apple Pie, is its titleless title. It was written by Esh. This is the companion piece to Apple Pie's Yay Thursday Porn, which was from John's POV, and this is Rodney's. It hits him when he's crammed into the claustrophobic slot under the console, when he drags in a breath congested with dust, day-old clothes, the dried sweat and cum pulling his skin tight and uncomfortable as he reaches for a wire. He'd had John's legs hooked over his shoulders, hips held tight and still by Rodney's hands, sweat slick and bright and completely unashamedly gone, and when he'd come, it'd been pale, sticky, ropes across his belly and chest, smeared to nothing when Rodney had unshouldered him and fallen into a breathless kiss. Now he's got John right here, fingers brushing over each other when John hands him tools, and John probably smells as terrible hot as he does, as Rodney's cum slicking the inside of his thighs, trapped between fabric and skin, the cleft of his ass, lube, maybe? Thick, tacky lines down John's thighs, fingerprinted here and there on his hips. Another breath, and God, he can smell John, clear and sharp, as if his face is buried in John's neck or between his legs. It's fighting thoughts like this, and fighting exhaustion, that have him glazed and unsteady by the time he saves the day, or the early morning, whatever, and extracts himself from under the console. Radic and Espinoza are running diagnostics like they need to. He always does quality work, current compulsion to sniff his fingers aside, and saying things irritating and unimportant that get lost in the fog of my cum is all over him. And Rodney almost can't think past the chant of sex, John, sex, John, sex, that's become his thought processes, or past the fierce, anticipatory look in John's eyes, the one that remembers last night and that looks forward to getting back to bed and the hell with bed, Rodney decides. Good job, John says, smacking him on the shoulder, and really, yeah, good. Good luck, McKay, because John is close and the two of them are alone, and John still smells like the two of them mixed together and is looking at him and touching him. He gets the two of them into the nearest supply closet, beautiful thing, supply closets, and between his own rough, come on, and waving them through the door, he thinks he might break with feeling John's warm, sticky hand in his, their fingers threaded together, press of flesh and flesh, but then it's twisting and crowding John hard against the wall, the quick flash of his eyes, his stupid grin, scratch of stubble under Rodney's lips, and all of him is crazily, perfect, hard, strong, giving way when Rodney tries to claw and climb his way in to taste and smell and lick away last night. "Smell you," he says, words half-breathed, half-bitten into John's neck, his ear, his jaw, the places where the smell stays, where Rodney likes to think it's permanent. "I could just smell you, smell my cum on you, yours, sex and sweat and Jesus, I want. And he does. He does. Fucking God, he does. So much. And he has to know. Shoves an inarticulate hand down the back of John's pants, and he's words. He's saying words. Fingers circling over into slick, mobile flesh. Still wet. Still ready. Still perfect. I want to fuck you right now, he says to John's belly, to the skin and hair that have trapped John's cum. Rodney's sweat, the long day of yesterday, alchemized them into something dirty and dizzying on Rodney's tongue. The hair on John's thighs brushes his arms, the muscles under them shake when Rodney licks at his nipples, still red, sore from last night, and all of John surges under him when Rodney grasps his cock. And he loves John like this, the sharp, explosive breaths and the judder of his hips when he wants and wants Rodney to know it and knows how perfect he looks. He could stay in that all day, wants to, but he'll take the next best thing. I want to smell my cum on you all day, want you to feel it all day, to have him feel Rodney, to smell Rodney on him, to walk and sit and talk with people, and he's saying this, the words coming to the rhythm of his hand on John's cock. I want you to feel my cum running down your leg when you walk through the halls. And John twists against him, fucking awkwardly into his hand. Wants you to feel the burn whenever you sit down. And John's jacking him, hand wet and tight, like Rodney knows his ass will be. Want to fuck you all day, fill you all day. Somewhere in that, John comes. Between Rodney's fingers in his ass and around his cock in Rodney's words. His breath freezes and his body locks, a moment of still, 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 until he comes. More stickiness, heat, a fresh wash of sex overlaying last night spilling over Rodney's fingers. John goes lax against him, neck long and slick, perfect to lick and bite and to ask if, seriously, is this okay? Because it's too unexpected. Can I? John's ass, his almost non-existent ass, curves over the waistband of his boxers, paler though a blush slips from John's ears down his neck and spine, barely visible under the tan he hoards like he doesn't mind melanoma at all. Can I? When Rodney pushes cum, slick fingers into his hole, watching tremors trace the length of John's back, his chest pushing out desperate breaths against the wall. Is this okay? He doesn't want to admit to anxiety, tries to focus on the quivering reality of John's body, with touching himself, hands slipping along his cock, skin and skin, with John's cum thick, wet between them, fingering himself under the head for the brief, gray-out distraction that pulls a soft moan from him, and one from John, who is, oh God, his hands, the ones that fly and kill and a thousand other ordinary or amazing things, gripping his ass, opening himself, unashamed, thumbs pressing into the divots underneath his hips to anchor his grip, reddened, damp, flesh dark against the obscene brightness of Rodney's spit and sweat and thin lines of cum and waiting. John's eyes heavy-lidded, a drowsy challenge, and oh God, he's shifting, legs spreading wider, wider, all of him open now. Rodney surges forward, half aware of his own sudden, broken moan, more aware of the hot shock of John's body, his knuckles scraping awkwardly at Rodney's hips. He presses in, caught at the edge of control, makes himself go slow, this long drag of pleasure that's pushing into John's body, still fucked, still open for him, still wanting. He's saying words like this, pressed to John's shoulder, not quite believing it, although every breath is old sex and new sex, and John is shoving back against him, not wanting to wait either. He forces Rodney along with the rough encouragement of his body. Fuck me, come on, fill me, and will, Rodney thinks, almost pushing John up on his toes with one thrust, buried deep and holding a moment before drawing back out and thrusting in again. fighting to breathe, to keep going into John and never come out. He does come, biting John's shoulder hard, and comes back to himself with John wet and shaking against his chest. He twitches, shudders as he pulls out, hypnotized by pulling free from John's body, his cock still half hard and slick. John's hands are on his ass, not holding himself open, only touching, a thoughtful finger sliding through the mix of cum and spit, and when Rodney can make himself look up, he sees that small, slightly idiotic smile on John's lips. "Are you okay?" Rodney asks, to be sure, though John looks okay. He tugs at the disaster of John's t-shirt, which is wrinkled and damp, wonders if at this point it would be weird to smell it. He tries not to feel spooked because, God, that was hot. But his hands twitch, wanting to twist into John's shirt to pull him close and be sure. John stumbles gracefully into the kiss, reassuring and solid, his hair spiky from sweat and familiarly messy, his stubble under Rodney's lips abrasive and assertive. Rodney licks them through the kiss, holding John steady against him until they break apart. John's grin widens into foolishness as they straighten up, and there's talk of showers that John doesn't want but Rodney needs. "But we might reek too much to be able to sleep," Rodney says to John's dismissal, palms John's re-clothed ass, imagining he can feel his cum seeping out even on the other side of sturdy cotton, suddenly imagining all the things that could have gone wrong, because he does that sort of thing, worry that something horrible waits on the other side of something so unbelievably good he'll never be able to get his head around it. "Also, I need to make sure you're okay. Make sure I wasn't too rough?" "You weren't," John says, shrugging in the face of Rodney's very legitimate concern, line of his shoulder eloquent under his t-shirt. The storage closet smells of sex. This close to John, Rodney's practically drowning in it. He stays drowning on the way back to quarters, John's body brushing close against his, the small, private shiver in the transporter, more when they undress and collapse for a few more hours, when Rodney slides one hand under the covers, under John's shorts, to rest. The end.